Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyways, the talk show where we are making the world a polite place to live. We discuss a variety of topics and always enjoy interacting with our listeners. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. You may join the conversation live by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Now here's your host, John Maxwell, certified speaker, 25 plus years, master trainer and coach, Miss Donna.
Completing the voting.
Excuse me.
You've had some great information that you're going to share about voting and what we can expect when we go to the polls and so on and so forth. And we're going to be covering some of that information a little bit later, so guys, so that you know what to expect. So in other words, no excuses. And I am really excited about our special guest that we have on. I'm going to tell you a little bit about her, first of all. Her name, she's a Democratic candidate, Lydia Glades, and she represents House of Representatives District 67. She is experienced in leadership, compassionate. She's a visionary leader, bridge builder. When I met her, she's just so passionate about the community and what she is planning to do, and just so excited. And I was just, I was really taken by her, her excitement, her enthusiasm, her passion, a little bit about her experience. She's a former educator, college and career, former elected official with the city of Fairburn, President Obama Volunteer Service Lifetime Achievement Awardee, German McCoy Urban Sustainability Fellow, labor union member with Teamster 527-S, founder of the Bridge Pre-Apprenticeship Program, former United Way of Greater Atlanta Community Engagement labor union liaison, and she is youth support initiatives. And that's one of the things we talked about, because if you guys have heard me speak more than one time, you know I'm very, very passionate about the youth and about how we serve the youth and encourage the youth, so on and so forth. And so this really excited me as well. But youth support initiatives, educational recovery, economic revitalization, environmental sustainability, and senior support services as well. And, of course, that acronym is YES. And so I am going to bring her on. Very excited to have her, and I want to introduce her to you and maybe reintroduce her to others. Well, hello there, candidate Lydia Glades. How are you?
I am doing fantastic, Donna. Thank you so much for allowing me to be on your show. Thank you, Melba. I'm honored to be on this show tonight. Same way. I had heard that she had just done a phenomenal job with young women out in South Fulton on their day off, and she spent the day with them helping to understand and to practice etiquette, and there was an intersection immediately with youth. Our heart strings pulls and bleeds and loves youth. And there we intersected and began to talk. So, again, I'm Lydia Glades, honored to be here tonight. I am the Democratic nominee for District 67, which is inclusive of Union City, Fairburn, Palmetto, parts of Noonan, and District 4 of City of South Fulton.
Absolutely. And I know you're busy because I know this is election eve. And so I am just so grateful that you're going to be able to spend a little time with us this evening. And, this election is really interesting. Oftentimes, I hear people say, if I don't vote, then, it's just one vote, and I don't think it really will make a difference. And why bother? I really don't know who I really want to vote for, so, why bother with it? What would you say? That's really where I want to start with you. What would you say to a person that says that?
Well, first of all, I think that's a good and a valid assessment where some of our voters are. But what I'd like to say to that is, first of all, voting is not only a right, but voting is a responsibility. Because mm-hmm. as we voice our vote at the ballot, we begin to determine what our neighborhoods, our cities, counties, and our state looks like, what type of laws that we live by daily that affect our lives, that affect our livelihoods. That's important. And every voice that is eligible to vote should do just that. Because when we don't have enough voices from our community, we usually will have lopsided laws. And all that means is you only hear from the voices that are speaking. And then there are so many people around whose voices have not been heard through the ballot. I think the best government and a democratic government starts with engagement from the community. That means that our voters have to see themselves as a part of the system that selects the people who represent them. Remember that our laws are for the people, by the people, and of the people. And every person is important to that. For instance, in 2020, the state of Georgia turned blue by 12,000 votes. 12,000. That is a minuscule number of a difference between this state supporting a Democratic candidate for president, which was Joe Biden, who is now our president, versus who was in office previously. So every vote counts. And in the governor's race between Governor Kemp and Democratic candidate Stacey, we are going to probably be in for a closer battle. So if 12,000 was a minuscule number of an advantage of turning this state blue, we have to recognize that voting in the governor's election may even be closer. Every vote must be counted. First, every voter must get to the polls and cast his or her selection for all of these offices that are on the ticket, starting with the senator, the Senate race. And we have Raphael Warnock and we have Herschel Walker. We need your vote. And then all of those folks down the ticket, starting with Stacey and Governor Kemp. We're going to have the highest turnout ever, I think, to make a clear connection between who wins and who loses. Who becomes the next governor? Who becomes the next senator? Who becomes your next House rep? Who becomes your next House senator? And some, there are school board races, there are statewide races for insurance commissioner, agricultural commissioner, labor commissioner, our attorney general, our lieutenant governor, carry a state, all of those legislative offices are available for us to vote the candidate that best represents our views, our future, and how that is done is starting tomorrow morning with early vote. 7 o'clock in most places, but you can go in and start to cast your vote, early vote, from October 17th through November the 4th.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And guys, I just jump right in. Of course, you all know that when I get excited, I just jump right in. I will give you the phone number. It is 516-418-5894, 516-418-5894. You can certainly, feel comfortable about calling and joining this conversation. And, of course, we know that we have listeners all over the country, and we know that you're certainly welcome to let us know what's going on in your area as well. But thank you so much for that, because it is so important that that we do. You know, it is a right and it is a responsibility, and it's a privilege, you know, to vote as well. And so, you know, you often hear that if you don't vote, then you don't count. So. And don't complain, because a lot of times if, you know, you complain, it's like, okay, when you had an opportunity to try to help do something about it, did you do that? Or did you stay home and just complain? So thank you certainly for sharing that. We're going to get to as many, I see our lines are lit up here. We're going to get to as many callers as we can. And I am going to identify you by the last four digits of your phone number, and you will know at that time that I am referring to you. The last four digits is 5035. The last four digits in your phone number is 5035. Hello? Hello? 5035.
That's Ron. That's
okay.
You.
What about? Hello? Hello?
Okay. Hello. Hi there.
Hi there.
Can
how you
hear
you?
Me? Hi
yes,
there.
I
thanks
can
for,
you. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can now. Yes, absolutely. And thanks for calling. What is Etiquette Anyway? Would love to hear what you have to share with us. And you can tell us whether you're Georgia or a different state or... go right ahead with your comments.
Well, I'm in the state of Florida. I'm in Jacksonville. I got to say,
okay.
Man, it's a pleasure that you guys accepted my call, because I really didn't mean to. But anyway, I'm here now. I listened to the broadcast and real thrill about it. Somebody stepping up, and that's what we need. We really need it in Florida also. We know the stuff you guys, the tough stuff you guys are facing up in Georgia, especially in that one up in Walker race. I thought this guy was my hero one time, Herschel, when he was running that ball in Georgia and when he was playing football for the Generals. He even came to Jacksonville years ago. He spoke, you know, and that's why I couldn't understand him running. I guess he's doing better now. Because he was speaking concerning TBI, the brain injury. He was a spokesman for that. And I met him downtown in Jacksonville at the VA clinic. You know, I thought this guy was awesome. Until he get to speaking, you know, and I've been paying attention to a little campaign and stuff he's doing up there. I want to do a question, some of his credentials. You know, I know professional football, it's a good thing. You know, college football, it's a good thing. But he give you the impression that they pushed him through college the same way Trump's pushing him to be a crony and a clone of him. Anyway, however you guys vote up there, you know, I see one. I pray that he be your leader. Because Walker, he just won't do it. I mean, we catching it down here, too. You know, we have Rubio. He's challenging, Demons, she's challenging him. And we're trying to push her in to take these seats in the Senate also. Anyway... I'm glad I got a chance to speak, even though I dialed your number accidentally. But our governorship down here is a mess, too. Mm-hmm. You know, we got a clown, another crony, and another crony, you know, mm-hmm. for the sitting government. You know, the incumbent, he's a mess himself, you know. So, mm-hmm. I mean, unless we vote, nothing changes. Unless we vote, nothing changes, you know. And we already know that in Florida. We know what one vote do, you know. So, mm-hmm. everybody, who can hear my voice, I wish you'd get out and vote. I mean, it's important. And it's your right. We got brothers and sisters that died for this. Just this opportunity we give them. And now it's a right. So exercise your rights.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for calling and sharing. We certainly do appreciate it. And, yes, Georgia is certainly in the spotlight once again with our races. And yes, it is important that we all do vote. Thank you again for calling. I'm going to go ahead and pick up the next caller here. Again, I will refer to you by the last four digits in your phone number, and you will know that I am speaking to you. The last four digits is 8974. The last four digits is 8974. Hello.
Hello, good evening. Calling from Atlanta, and I wanted to find hopefully a if not a reasonable answer, maybe something close to that about the state election board in Georgia and the power that it is going to have under the new Senate bill. I haven't got a clear answer yet about what they can and cannot do. And so just hopefully the candidate can respond to that. What power would they have to change or revise the election results if there, say, is a close election or something happens that they question under the new law?
Okay,
well, this is Lydia Glazer, and I'm glad you asked that question because at this point, at this juncture, they do have the power to call an election, to call fraud in an election, and so, yes, it does rest with the state election board. However, as you and I both know, we have recourse through the legal system to make them tell us why, give us all the evidence, even after they do that. So we do have to change and mitigate some of the laws. Especially giving this power to these election boards. And that's one of the reasons why on the Democratic side, we have B. Wynn, who's running for Secretary of State, so we can mitigate that, but we've got to do that starting in the House. We've got to be able to go back and mitigate that bill and take away those powers and make sure that local election boards don't have that full authority, but we can mitigate it through the courts from this election. What we're hoping is that we are get in front of this. And so early vote this time means a greater chance of your vote being counted and counted properly. So we're asking folks, we've got from tomorrow, October the 17th, through November the 4th, to go and to make sure that our vote counts. It is a better opportunity to do vote in person and to vote early to ensure that this election is held fair and that each vote is counted. One thing I wanted to point out is that interpreting that law on November the 8th, if you're in line and you're at the wrong precinct and you usually would be able to get a provisional ballot, the new law says that if you're in line before 5 p.m. on November the 8th and you cast or try to cast a provisional ballot, it will not count. And so, again, because of these laws, we are asking folks, please vote early, vote in person, take grandma, mima, papa, all of our senior folks who may need a ride, who may need assistance. Let's use the ballot at the polls instead of in ballots and through the mail or dropping them off. We want our votes to count. So we've got to get ahead of this.
Thank you. So I'm just making sure for this election then, they do have the power to halt the result. And that means, let's say, if Stacey won, she could not take her seat until the litigation or whatever the process was completed. Is that right?
Well, I don't know if we can fully say she can't take the seat. But what we can say is that it won't be certified.
Okay, thank you.
So remember precedent, we've not had that before. So I'm thinking because she's an attorney, if that were to happen, there is she can set precedent by going
okay.
forward, right, while there okay. is legal battles ensuing, especially if her numbers are on top.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. That's a great question.
Yes, thank you so much for calling. And guys, in case you are just joining us late, no worries. You will be able to go back and listen to the show in its entirety. You are hearing Lydia Glades, who is representing House of Representatives District 67. And the areas are, again, are Fairburn, Noonan, Palmetto, and Union City. And we'd love to hear if we have some listeners that are on in that area. We would love to hear you call in. We know that we do have listeners from around the country, and we're so grateful for that. But I think that the common comment, if you will, is that no matter where you live, it's very important for you to, and that's just the common thread for throughout the nation. You know, please go out and vote. Early voting starts on tomorrow. And I wanted to try to, I know you are limited for time, Lydia, but I want to see if we can get on a couple more callers if you can.
Sure. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
What we're going to Okay, wonderful. What we're going to do, guys, we're going to take a really quick break, and we will be back in just a second. And thank you all for your patience in holding. And as soon as we come back from this break, we're going to start picking up additional callers again, okay? So we will be right back in just a moment. So we ask you to just please stay tuned.
Over the past 13 years, Miss Donna, also known as Etiquette Lady, has remained committed to hosting her show on Blog Talk Radio. The What is Etiquette Anyway show has received countless accolades from listeners across the globe, mainly expressing their appreciation for the various wholesome content and how it has positively transformed and enriched their lives. This show is definitely fulfilling its purpose to make the world a polite place to live by way of educating, inspiring, motivating, and encouraging. Since this show is being a blessing to you, we want to make sure we can continue, so we are thanking you in advance for your financial gifts. Your gifts will allow Miss Donna to continue to touch the lives of others. Please go to www.missdonnaspeaks.com. It's missdonnaspeaks.com. Click radio show, scroll to the bottom, and click donate. Thanks again for your generosity.
Hello, parents. Do you have school-aged children or know someone who does? Listen up. Miss Donna has worked with youth and parents, building confidence and self-esteem for over 30 years. She is a John Maxwell certified master level trainer and coach, as well as a certified DISC trainer. Since numerous parents have asked Donna for advice regarding their children and teens, during this challenging time, she is offering special coaching sessions right now. Participating in these sessions will help your youth to become more inspired and motivated during the pandemic and beyond. Testimonial. Sarai Blue says, Miss Donna's training motivated, uplifted, and encouraged my children, ages 5, 9, and 15, and they are excited and feeling confident again. If you are interested or know someone who is, quickly go to www.missdonnaspeaks.com. That's www.missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Click coaching, then contact, and complete requested info, or send an email to missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. missdonnaspeaks@gmail.com. Hurry, space is limited.
According to the American Diabetes Association, the strongest evidence for diabetes prevention comes from the Diabetes Prevention Program, or DPP, demonstrated that an intensive lifestyle intervention could reduce the incidence of type 2 diabetes by 58% over 3 years. Welcome to ProMixGlobal.com. ProMix Global will help solve your audio recording and production needs, whether it's song recording, mixing and mastering, CDs, commercials, IVRs, audiobooks, or general voiceovers. ProMix Global is the choice for you. Your project will be delivered on time and on budget. For additional information or to schedule your studio time, go to www.promixglobal.com. Once again, www.promixglobal.com.
Have you signed up for the Public Speaking Club yet?
Public Speaking Club? What's that?
It's the club Miss Riley teaches. You learn to speak comfortably in front of others, how to make introductions, how to introduce your parent to a friend, meetings, greetings. In fact, you learn numerous public speaking tips. Some of my favorite topics include impromptu speaking, how to have great posture and poise, and a lot more. And you learn how to have great social skills, all while gaining more self-esteem and confidence. It's so much fun.
As a parent, I know that academic skills coupled with social skills help make a child well-rounded. That's why I enrolled my children. They volunteer to speak at every opportunity. Their teachers brag on them all the time.
Wow. I'm too short to raise my hand in class, and I hope the teacher doesn't call on me. I want to join this public speaking club. I'll ask my mom.
Say goodbye to being shy. Sign up today for the Public Speaking Club at www.pagesetiquette.com. Once again, the website is www.pagesetiquette.com. Hurry, avoid the waiting list. This club fills up quickly. www.pagesetiquette.com.
Hello, everyone. Do you want to be inspired and encouraged? Listen up. I want to tell you about a new and exciting book called My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal, Positive Thoughts for All Ages by Donna Page Riley. Have you or someone you know ever struggled with low self-esteem or self-worth? Been bullied? Felt like giving up on something that seems too hard to accomplish? Get nervous about taking a test for school? Feel like quitting? Feel self-conscious? If you answered yes to any of these questions, you will want to purchase a copy of My Forever Affirmations Book and Journal. My Forever Affirmations is a book and journal of quick, to the point, powerful, encouraging, positive thoughts and poems that will keep you encouraged no matter your age or what you're facing. There's also room to write your personal thoughts. We all need to be encouraged in positive ways, don't we? After reciting these affirmations, you are sure to feel good or better about yourself. You will be encouraged. Hurry, order now. Copies are limited. Go to www.amazon.com. Type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Page Riley. Again, go to www.amazon.com, type in My Forever Affirmations by Donna Paige Riley, and secure your copies. You'll be so glad you did.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. You may join the conversation by calling 516-418-5894 or email your questions or comments to MissDonnaSpeaks@gmail.com. Now back to the show.
Okay, we are back and we are talking about voting. Are you planning to vote? Tomorrow is the first day of early voting, and we want to know, do you plan to go out and vote? We are speaking with Lydia Glaves. She's House of Representatives, District 67. I want to bring her back on for a moment. And guys, thank you so much for your patience. We're going to go ahead and pick up a couple of lines, and I just want to, I'm going to be going back to her just to make sure that she has been able to share everything that she is wanting to share. So I'm going to pick up another question, and you guys are feel free to join the conversation. 7931, the last four digits is 7931. Thank you so much for your patience. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for calling to join the conversation regarding voting.
I just want to ask the question about the absentee ballot, and I have to check tomorrow because I had I was told when I sent for the earlier absentee ballot that I will automatically be sent one for my cousin who is unable to go to the polls and vote. So, but I have not received the absentee ballot yet. So when I do get it, I usually walk it back to the elections office and turn it in like that instead of putting it in the mail. So if I haven't received it by this week, what's the alternative, do you know? Because I know I am going to call the election office tomorrow and check on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a good question, but I'm not sure of why you were told that you were automatically going to get the absentee ballot. You did have to request one for yourself. And if you were requesting one for another, you had to do that. So I would say that you still have time to request an absentee ballot, and I would do that ASAP.
Yeah, I will.
And thank you so much for making sure that your cousin has an opportunity to vote. I want to thank those caregivers and friends like you who do that. I have a brother who I have the care of him, and I am making sure that he goes out and votes tomorrow. So there are many of us like you who have the responsibility to help our, whether it's a sibling, a friend, a neighbor, or another family member, to get to the polls or to use the absentee ballot. So again, thank you and thank who support others in getting their votes. We appreciate you.
Yes, I've been trying to encourage people to vote because there are some people who think that their vote does not count, and I'm trying to convince mm-hmm. them that your vote does count. So I will continue to do
so
that
right.
up until, yes. We
need you to do that. We need you to keep hammering that in. Every vote counts. We were 12,000 votes between Biden and Trump, and Biden won the state of Georgia by a very small margin of votes, and we think that it might even be smaller of a difference in votes for the governor's race, even the senator's race. But so every vote will count, and we need every vote cast.
Yes, I'm trying to do that. I have done it before, and I will continue to do that. I am one of the persons that was put off the board because of my being outspoken for promoting voting in our neighborhood. But
wow,
you know, I'm still going to do the same thing I've been doing, whether I'm on the board or not.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for standing in the gap for those who may not be able to speak up for themselves.
Thank you.
Yes, and thank you so much for your call and for what you are doing. Very, very important. And that's for everyone, you know. Everyone you talk to, you want to, you know, check with them and see if they're going to vote and if they need a ride. Also, and we're going to talk about as well how you can research, you know, in your area, research who's running. Because there are several different areas of candidacy that you can vote for. So you want to make sure that you research and do that prior to going to the polls. And I know Melva is certainly going to give us some additional information about doing that. Again, guys, if you are joining us late, no worries. You will be able to go back and listen to this episode in its entirety. I'm going to invite you to certainly share it with others as well so that they will also have an opportunity to hear the information. And, yeah, we can all be, you know, foot soldiers and go out and encourage, you know, others to vote as well and make sure, you know, like I said, they have, you know, a ride to the poll or give them a ride. Really, really important. Melva, you're there as well, right? You may have stepped away here for a moment. Okay, Lydia, I know you are running short on time,
yes.
And so I
yes,
want to make sure that you've had. Yeah, I want to make sure you've had an opportunity to share, you know, all of your thoughts. If there's any closing thoughts or anything that you would like to share, I would certainly invite you to do that.
Well, again, I do don't want to just reiterate everything you said, but I do want to point out that I am a proven legislator. I have helped to bring ordinances and laws within the city of Fairburn, where I have been a resident for 33 years. I am a compassionate visionary. I believe in bridge building and bringing smart and sustainable solutions to our current issues. I believe a lot of those issues center around real leadership. And leadership, I believe, has to take into account all of the sides. I think when we put profits over people, we don't come up with good laws. I think when we balance profit and we lift people, I think we find the synergy and intersection to begin to make good laws that really build up our state. I am certainly concerned about our youth and our seniors, both ends of the spectrum. Seniors need more support, but so does our youth. We have a $5 billion excess in our state government. What are we going to do with those funds? I am one that says we need to give more relief, paid in the most. They have health needs and budgetary needs that during this COVID, it has only gotten worse and been magnified, and we need to give some relief there. Our youth have amazingly come through the last 2.5 years in education, but we know that there's a major learning loss. We've got to help make up for that learning loss. There are wonderful visionary ideas that I have as a part of the Bridge Pre-Apprenticeship Program that I've been running the last 3 years on how we get our young people skilled and to the marketplace. with good-paying jobs that bring dignity, that will help build the middle class, that will help people build a great family, great neighborhoods, and great cities. I believe that we're on the precipice as Georgians for our progress that we're going to see nationally. We are one of those states, or if not, the main state that folks are going to be looking at that will help determine what our Senate looks like. We want to send back to our Senate Raphael Warnock. We want to make sure that his voice, which is the voice of Georgia previously, hopefully it'll be again, so that our voices are heard in Washington, D.C. And then down the ticket with Stacey Abrams, we need a governor that wants to see one Georgia. We've got to have an economic recovery and focus on small business and entrepreneurs. They've been on one leg, and now we've got to get them back sustained, because as we know, small businesses hire and support more workers in our communities than large corporations do, and we've got to help them recover. We can no longer sit and not look at science when it comes to climate change. We've got to have environmental sustainability policies that impact our conservation of soil, our water, and help clean up our air and then keep our air clean. So there's a lot of work to be done in Georgia, and we're ready. I'm ready, and from the top of the ticket, I believe my Democratic comrades are ready on day one to deliver a better Georgia for all. One Georgia for all. Thank you. And Donna, thank you so much for allowing me to speak and to share this time with you and your wonderful host, Melba. I'm honored, and I hope to come back.
Absolutely. And it has been a pleasure having you. There was one message that came through that said, please ask Lydia what are her thoughts on taking children to the polls with them to vote.
Well, what I do think is that you should have a conversation. I had a conversation with a couple of kids today who their parents walked them to my Sunday dessert, get out the vote. So a local restaurant, I pulled up with desserts and set up, and people from the community pulled up, walked up, family brought their children. And what I did was gave them a civic lesson. I told them how voting works. I told them how responsible their parents are and how amazing we thought they were, because they were not just seeing it as a right but a responsibility. I told them a little bit about the four constitutional amendments that will be on our ballot this time and what they meant. So I think there are ways that we must engage our young people, and they must see us, understand us as we go out to make these decisions on whom we will elect as our next group of representatives. I don't know if I think, you know, taking children to the polls is not a bad idea, but I certainly agree that they need to be engaged, and that looks a lot different based on different households. And so I would say engage your children. Give them as much information as they are able to digest and understand, and then make it a real big deal that you've gone and you cast your vote for our elected.
And I agree with you 100%. I remember used to take my son to the polls, and he was really small when he started, but just exposing them to, you know, what you're doing and why it's important to make sure that you do it. I think that, you know, once they can comprehend what's going on, which is usually, 4 or 5 years old, you know, you've spoken with them and you've kind of let them know and they see, you know, what the routine is. They're able to witness that. And I think, you know, with that said, they will understand that when they turn 18, yes, that's their responsibility. And, of course, I would go and vote for everything, every time that there was anything to vote for, you know, and that's what we have to do as well. You know, we have to, any type of election, we have to make sure that we're there and proudly wear the I voted sticker, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I certainly agree. Well, I'm going to say thank you again. I'm going to kind of move forward to the next program. And thank you again, Donna. It's been my pleasure.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you on. Thank you so much for all the information. I certainly do applaud you in what you are doing. And thank you so very, very much. And we'll certainly be in touch
soon. Thank you,
soon.
And I hope to come back. After
Absolutely.
The election. All right, dear. God bless and have a
Absolutely.
Good night to the viewing audience.
Thank you, and God bless you too. Appreciate you. Bye now. So we are going to see, let's see, I'm looking to see if there are any callers. I don't want to miss anybody. And guys, thank you all for your patience. Certainly do appreciate it. I will, again, say the last four digits of your phone number. You'll know that I am speaking with you. 8630, last four digits, 8630. Hello, 8630. Okay, I'm going to route and see if I can pick up Ms. Melva again here. Let's see. Hello. Melva,
Hello?
Are you there?
I
Hi
am.
There.
Hi
okay,
there.
Yes.
This
to
has
definitely
been
bring
interesting.
Back on. Yes. Absolutely.
Very interesting.
Absolutely.
Now, I do have a couple of things that I would like to add. There are some dates that we need to keep in mind. Again, I will repeat, and you've heard it a number of times tonight. The early voting will start tomorrow, which is October 17th, and go through November 4th, with our regular election day being November 8th, and urge everyone who is of voting age and is registered to please go and vote, because your vote does count. One of my pet peeves is to hear someone say that their vote does not count. But if you take this as an image in your head, there is a candidate that you would like to see win, but you didn't go and vote. And there are, say, 500 of you that did not go and vote who wanted to see this particular candidate win, then your vote didn't count. But just think, if you did go, that would be 500 more votes that that candidate would receive. So if you don't go to the polls and vote, your vote does not count. But when you do go, it does count. Just a point of information, I would like to let people know that there is a My Voter page of Georgia that you can access via your search engine, be it Google or Firefox or any others. When you go in and you type in My Voter page, Georgia, it's going to bring up
or whatever state they're in. Let me say that as well, because
that's
we do
right.
have people
You're right.
that are listening. Yeah, around the country.
I forgot about
so
that.
They,
from around the country.
Uh-huh. So
that's true. Whatever state
so
you're in.
They put
in,
their state in, right?
Put your state in, and it's going to bring up information that's pertinent to your state. Then you will find a little area where you can type in your own particular information, your personal information, and that's going to pull up your precinct and everyone who's involved in your particular precinct. You will be able to check your voter registration status. You can definitely find your poll location. Very important, everyone. Please go to your My Voter page, whatever state you're in, and make sure that you find your vote, your poll location, so that you go to the correct place to vote. You will also be able to see any early voting locations that are in your area. You'll be able to tell who your elected officials are. And you will be able to get a sample ballot for your precinct. And that will give you an opportunity to research the candidates that's running for office in your district, your state, and in your community even. So please do your research and make sure that you have your information at hand. Now, Ms. Donna, you usually talk about etiquette. Can I step in and say something about voter precinct etiquette?
Oh, absolutely. And, guys, if you are listening to us live, you are going to lose us probably in about 3 minutes or so. We're going to run over just a little bit. But keep in mind that you will be able to go back and listen to the broadcast, this episode, in its entirety. And I also see that we do have a few other callers on as well. And with the callers, if you guys can just kind of stay on, we're going to try to pull you on as well. Thank you so much. But I just wanted to let you know, if you guys are, any of you are streaming live, you may lose us in just a few moments, but we are going to go ahead and continue the conversation until that, you know, till we've addressed all the different points that we would like to share with you, so that you can be, you know, really, really, you can be aware of exactly what's going on even before you go out to the polls. And so I see you, last 4 digits 9277, last 4 digits 8432 as well. And thank you all. Hold on just a minute. We're going to come to you, but I'm going to go ahead and let Melva, I'm going to let her put on the etiquette, voting etiquette hat, and let her share with you guys some really important information. Go right ahead, Melva.
Thank you. Some very important information. Please, no cell phones are allowed in the precincts. When you enter the precinct, please already have your cell phone in your purse, in your pocket, and have them silenced. It's the law, people. It's the law. No guns are allowed in the precincts. It's the law. There are signs that will be posted all around informing you of this. So if you would just be mindful of others that may be there trying to vote and to do so that they may think. The other thing is when you walk in, make sure you have your pictured ID at hand. That's going to help you get through the line a little faster, and you won't have to stand there digging for your ID. Now, another thing that you might want to do is to bring a copy of your precinct's ballot that you can get from your My Voter page. And if you aren't able to print, you can still look at your ballot and write down your choices and bring that with you to the poll. It'll make it a little quicker for you when you're at the voting machine. Just note, sample ballots are usually posted around in your precinct, and you will have access to them. Bring a piece of paper and a pencil with you so that if you need to, you can still copy down information about or who you want to vote for. I think it's very important that you take this opportunity to use that My Voter page to see who your candidates are, and also you will have access to information pertaining to those candidates. Utilize that information and know who you are voting for. Thank you, Ms. Donna.
Absolutely great information. Absolutely great information. I am going to go to our callers. We want to make sure that we've been able to allow everyone who wants to share. Again, I will say the last four digits of your phone number. You'll know that I am speaking with you. 9277. 9277. Hello. Last four digits, 9277. Hello. Okay. You ready? Hello. Unmute. You ready? Hello. I can hear someone. I want to make sure that if you're wanting to offer a comment or a question, you can certainly do that. Last four digits, 9277. Oh, no. We can hear you now. Mm-hmm. I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes,
I'm a friend of Melba's from way back, and I think the show is great. But I live in Texas, so a lot of the things that you mentioned that were specific to different precincts and state laws don't apply, but overall it's really good. I didn't really have any questions. I just want to thank you all for doing this and making it available.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Thank you for listening. Absolutely. It's a pleasure. We want people to be, you know, as armed with information as possible and to make it a pleasant voting experience. We certainly want to do that. We want to, you know, keep people from not voting or at least not wanting to go out and vote because they feel that they're going to be stressed out. And oftentimes you're stressed out if you don't know what to expect. So we're certainly trying to make sure everyone is aware of what to expect so that when they go out, they can cast their vote and they can put on their I voted sticker and they can go celebrate. So wonderful. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. And let's see if I can pick up the other call. 8432, last four digits, 8432 of your phone number. Hello. Hello, 8432. Okay, so they may be just listening, which is perfectly fine. Well, guys, we are just very grateful that you joined us this evening. As we talk about, we've titled it Why Vote, and I think we all have that answer. Because if we don't vote, that's like we don't count, right? And if we don't vote, then we really should not complain about, who is in office and what they're doing when we did not have an opportunity to go out or we didn't take the opportunity. I'm not going to say we didn't have the opportunity. We would not take the opportunity to go out to cast our vote. And as the gentleman said a little earlier, yeah, people fought, they were beaten and all those kinds of atrocities that went through in order to be able to vote. So, voting is a responsibility. It's a privilege, as well. And so, there's just so much going on in our country, especially right now. And the only way that we can all, come together to try to, make an effort to change that or to put the people in place that we feel that would be, the best fit for what, we're needing to have done and support those people. Like Lydia Glaze, like I said, she was just really passionate and you can tell very, very, astute about what is going on too and what needs to be done and what plans, that she's planning to do as well. So very, very important. And I just ask you guys to just kind of think about, what's the character of the person that you would like to see, in office representing your area? And oftentimes we don't, Melba, a lot of times we don't talk a lot about character. I remember when Georgia mandated what was called character education, right? And the reason that was done is because they said a lot of the students were so out of control, so they wanted to mandate character education in the school systems for the state of Georgia. And I just, I wrote an article about that because
you know, and I believe it was in 2000, so it was 22 years ago. But I do believe I titled that Character Education Should Be Taught at Home. And I don't know if you remember that, Melba, or not, but the reason I titled that is because, you know, I mean, how do you know these people, what character they have that may be teaching, you know, them character education? So that's part of your homework, too, is to kind of research, you know, these individuals and see if they mesh, you know, with your character, with your spirit. Because, I mean, we can't just, you know, elect people because, you know, they've been popular, you know, on the court, on the football field, or wherever the case in Hollywood. You know, we can't just do that. Generally, you know, if you're talking about representing everyone, so that is just really important. But it really makes you wonder when you are you're kind of observing these people. It's like, wow, really? So you know, that's why, Melba, as you were saying, that's why, you know, research is so important, to find out as much about, you know, these individuals as you possibly can. You know, don't necessarily vote for somebody just because, you know, you hear their name a lot and you really don't know anything about them whatsoever. So, you know, and it's also commonly known as voting your conscience, you know, because that is really important. So, we just have to, you know, do our due diligence to be able to look at these people and to really understand and comprehend what they really do stand for, and if what they stand for is very similar to, you know, what you are believing. And that's one right that we have to do, you know. We do have the right to make sure that we go ahead and vote for who we believe would be the best person for that. You know, if you're a Christian, I would think, you know, godly principles. I like to see that myself. You know, what kind of godly principles? And we know that the country was built, you know, on God. So, you know, what type of godly principles do they have? Because oftentimes you don't hear anything about that, or you can sometimes see something, you know, just totally opposite, if you will. But I don't. Hey, Melba.
Yeah,
I can't remember if I talked about. Did I talk about the debate or not? Okay, I want to talk about the debate real quick, just for the purpose of, because I teach and coach students on debating, and so I observed the one debate. In particular, the most current one, which was, I think, Friday evening with our current senator, Senator Warnock, and then the hopeful senator, which was Herschel Walker. And I just, you know, I was really disturbed. I was disturbed from a standpoint from students actually, you know, being involved on a debate team, or actually going through the kind of the public speaking and the debate process or class or training. I was real concerned because a lot of what I saw is definitely, it goes against what you're teaching, you know, as when you're are teaching or coaching a debate. You know, first of all, you receive the rules up front, and everybody, you know, has a copy of these rules, so they're very aware of what the rules are. And then, you know, you can't go in and kind of make your own rules and say, oh, no, hey, you know, you wait a minute. No, and I'm thinking, okay, that was just not good etiquette either, because you're telling the moderator, oh, no, they need to wait when they're telling you need to move on and so forth. But generally, debate is a transfer of information, and generally the information is factual. And so what is important is that, and one thing that I teach is that, you know, when you are presenting yourself in a debate, then you want to present facts, you know, and not just, you know, answer by blaming the other person for what's going on, you know, and it's not coming back to say exactly what would you do if you're in that situation. So I don't want to really elaborate too much because it was just kind of, it was really interesting. But I always look at these types of things from the standpoint of how kids are observing and they're watching and they're looking at these types of things. Because, you know, whether we like it or not, you know, when we're on the platform, we are a role model. And so we want them to have the best role model, to certainly have the most of the information to be as accurate as possible. So I just wanted to mention that. I could go deeper, but I thank you all for, because we did run over a little bit, I thank you all for staying with us during this time. But again, if you missed any of the information, certainly feel free to go back and listen to this episode in its entirety. And we, you know, would appreciate you sharing, you know, share the link and have others go back and listen to it as well. Melba, thank you so much once again for the information that you always provide and bring when you are here as well. I certainly do thank you for that. And certainly going to, you said the My Voter page, right? Put in the state and the My Voter page. And that will give you a great insight into, you know, who you're voting for. And I remember the last time I went to vote, someone came up to me. I was walking on my way in, and someone came up to me and said, well, do you know who we're supposed to be voting for? And I said, well, yeah, I do. And I just happened to have a list with me that I had, my little cheat sheet that I had. I had researched the people. And that's a good thing to do, is to research them. And like you said, you can take your list with you, right? Melba, did you not say that?
I did say that. And I want to say this, too. When people are voting in the early voting time, just know that your particular ballot will be based on your precinct where you live. And like you said, the person asked you the question if you knew who they were supposed to be voting for. Well, if you're voting during early voting time, you guys may not live in the same precinct. And therefore, your ballot may be different from the ballot of someone living in another precinct, but you are able to vote anywhere at any of the early voting locations. Now, if you were going on regular election day, I can see that question being asked. But it's your responsibility as a voter to research and get your own information, and don't wait till the last minute where you will have to embarrass yourself and ask someone in line, who are we supposed to be voting for? And another thing to remember is that sometimes we have friends that we want to see when an election, and you feel like you should be able to vote for that friend. But if that friend is not in your neighborhood or in your precinct, you very well may not be able to vote for that person. So don't be disappointed if that occurs as well. Ms.
Great.
Donna.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. And guys, listen, make sure that you pack your patience and your etiquette. Okay? So if you have to stand in line, just kind of be prepared to stand in line. You know, put a couple snacks in your purse. I know in Georgia there's a new law here that volunteers cannot pass out water or snacks or anything like that. And what's being said is you can't do that because you might have on a shirt that may have one of the candidates' names or something on it or something like that. That's what I heard in the latest broadcast just before we came on the air. I was listening to one, and that was pretty much the excuse that was given. In lieu of saying that, you know, if you are a volunteer, just don't wear any apparel. But anyway, that's a whole new story. But anyway, just pack your patience, okay? Pack your patience, pack your lunch if needed, and just expect, you know, you want to expect to, you know, stand in line, take a book. I'll usually take a journal or a book as well. and just be excited and know that it is a privilege, okay, to be able to vote. Alrighty. So listen, thanks everyone again for joining us. Ian, and if this is your first time, thank you so much. Welcome to the What is Etiquette Anyway family. I appreciate you. Guys, when you call in, thank you so much or send us a message. We certainly do appreciate it. And don't take it for granted, all right? If you have an etiquette question or a topic you'd like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know. We appreciate when you tell your friends and family about our show. After all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time, and we can only do that with your help. Remember the golden rule. Treat others the way you want to be treated. And again, Melba, let me applaud you for the timely information you always share with us as well. We thank you so much for that. And I believe voters will definitely, between you and Lydia Glaze, I think they'll be able, you know, they're armed with information. They'll be able to go in and they'll feel, you know, much more comfortable about going out to vote, okay? One of my favorite proverbs, you guys, as you've probably heard me, if you've heard me more than one time, you've heard me recite, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3:3, one of my favorite proverbs. Never tire of loyalty, kindness. And be kind when you go out to the polls as well, okay? Again, thank you so much for listening. We will talk again in, I believe, 2 weeks. I have a friend of mine who is having a birthday celebration. It's one of the big birthdays on next Sunday. So we may run, we actually may run this, show, we may rebroadcast the show, okay? But anyway, thanks again for joining us. We certainly do appreciate it. Good night. Take care. Go out and vote. You start in the morning, okay? Take care. Good night. God bless.
Thanks for listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Please join us again next time as we will discuss another exciting topic.